This is the last normal laboratory meeting. By normal, I mean where you're doing some new activity. And that's because the final meeting, which is next week from today, is the laboratory practicum. And keep in mind that the last page of the manual gives you things that you need to make sure you understand. But the practicum is about the entire term. There will be stations sitting out. You go to one station at a time and answer questions at each station. But each station represents a different week from the term. So go back through, you know, don't memorize every little detail or raw data or anything like that, but know what you did each week and what was important, why you did things to prepare for that. Today, there's two major things you need to do. One of which is to make sense of these trays that are sitting out. This is a review of what we talked about today, basically, because each tray represents some part of meiosis. And looking at the models, the pipe cleaners represent chromosomes, figure out which tray represents which phase of meiosis. All right? And as always, ask if it doesn't make sense. That's kind of review, though, even though you just learned it. The other part, we actually, a lot of it, haven't learned yet. Unfortunately, the lab comes first, and then you learn the details in a lecture that's coming up. So it might not make complete sense to you what you're doing today, but it will eventually make more sense once I cover it in detail in the lecture. I just want to say a couple things so you can at least do it, though. You have these packets of laminated strips sitting out, and you guys are missing one color, but you should have two colors, blue and yellow. Each clamped packet represents a cell from one diploid adult, rebop. This is the rebop exercise. Rebops are fictional organisms that look like this. That's what you're building today. But one packet is one adult, a cell from one adult. Actually, it's just the DNA from that cell. And if you look at if you take the packet apart, there's multiple strips. Each individual strip represents one chromosome. Notice there are different sizes of strips. That represents the fact that there are different types of chromosomes, as we talked about. And notice that I said that this is a diploid adult. That's represented by the fact that there are two of each type. There's two short ones, two next to shortest ones, and so on. So this is a diploid individual. Each chromosome, in reality, would feature thousands of different genes. But only one gene is listed on each of these chromosomes. It's listed as a letter. All right? So there is such a thing as the L gene, for instance, the T gene, and so on. What I haven't told you yet is that there are different versions of any given gene. And different versions of genes are called alleles. And different alleles of the same gene are represented in this model as either uppercase or lowercase letters. So, for instance, this packet, and they're not all the same, this packet for the shortest gene, which features the shortest chromosome, which features the L gene, this has one uppercase L and one lowercase L. Those are different alleles of the same gene. And they can be different from each other because, remember, these two different chromosomes came from two different parents that this person, or this rebop, had. Okay, so that should be enough to get you started on being able to follow the instructions, which is mostly when you're building your rebop out of the materials that are in that back bench. You're doing so based on the genetic instructions that are in the box on page 168. So depending on your particular genotypes, well, this is one thing I should define as well. Difference between genotype and phenotype. A genotype is a listing of an organism's specific alleles. So it would be the symbols that appear on these chromosomes, like uppercase L, lowercase L. That's a genotype. A phenotype, on the other hand, is a description of the actual trait the organism has, like one-eyed or two-eyed. Those are phenotypes. And what the table on page 168 shows you is that each given genotype corresponds or defines a specific phenotype. And that's how you, those are the instructions basically you use based on what your genotype is in this lamination to build the specific rebob. But you're doing this, I'll just let you go at it to see how much sense it makes to you. And we'll be filling in some gaps, definitely, in your knowledge once we get to the lecture. So it's no problem if you have a bunch of questions today. Just go ahead and ask. But those are it for today. That's the end of the new material. You've finished your quizzes. And once you come in next time, I'll have a little bit to say to get you started on the test, just about the test itself, just about how you move around and stuff. But once you're done with next week's practicum, then that's it for the lab portion. We don't meet in here after next week, and that will leave only the remaining Connect homework and the final exam and final lectures. Okay, go ahead.